It's day seven in the dark for tens of thousands of householders, a much smaller number still without water. It's a struggle for everyone, but consider those living alone, isolated, struggling with medical conditions, perhaps unable to drive and access nearby services. Alone, the charity which supports older people has seen calls to its helplines increase by 25% since the storm. Its CEO, Sean Moynihan, is here in studio. Sean, you're very welcome. And even as I ask you a question about what callers are saying to you, I'm conscious of the fact that we have people who haven't access to their phones at the moment even. But insofar as you know, from calling to people, from contact with people, what are they saying?
I suppose, look, a lot of agencies like ourselves would have cold weather responses, you know, where we reach out around food, medication, heating, and in this case, heat. I think the challenge here is the context. We've come out of probably a tough Christmas, some other bad weather events, and now the length of time involved. The community, as it always does, be it community forums and hubs, is doing its best to respond, but I think everybody knows that for some older people, it's a delicate balance between home care, healthcare, housing and staying well. And ultimately, is that that delicate balance has been tipped over the edge.
Yeah, a lot of boxes to tick for them there. Where are they calling from in the main? Is it the west of Ireland? Is it up through the Midlands stretch?
I think, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really busy in places like Donegal. Everywhere people hear where the outages are, that's where people are struggling, right? I suppose what I'd say to you is, you know, what we've been doing is reaching out to... Last year, we supported around 42,000 older people, and we've been reaching out to them. And if we can't get them on the phone because the phone line's down, we're out visiting, supporting network of staff and volunteers across the whole country. But I think for all the services who are doing that, reaching out to people who they support, the challenge here, what we're all concerned about, is the gap, is maybe people who aren't traditionally vulnerable, who ultimately normally are coping well, but ultimately might be missed by services because they're not known to services.
Like, there are some people who are living in areas and they can't even get from their homes to the nearest village because it's been blocked by trees or lines that are down.
Absolutely. And I think this is where ultimately is we need to have every older person who has the ability to reach out, stay in contact. And if they do need support, even no matter how proud or how resilient or how stoic the normally areas is, please reach out for support to an agency like ourselves. If we can't support you, we will find somebody else who will solve the problem you have. And then the other thing is we obviously need everybody to be reaching in, checking in. As always, neighbours, home cares and the councils are doing their best, but ultimately is the concern we all have, like we had in COVID and other times, is that somebody will be missed.
And, you know, a lot of people think everyone has access to a radio, but people now in these days of modern technology, they're listening electronically. Power is gone. They may not have Wi-Fi. They may not have access. Some people sitting into their cars to listen to car radios. But what do you say to people who maybe want to reach out but are listening to you this morning and maybe don't know how?
I think the reality is for us the simplest thing is if they've got access to phone to give us a ring, we're here 7 days a week, 12 hours a day on 0818 222 024. And then for others, you know, I mean, the hospital systems are coming under pressure because we've got delayed discharges because you can't send people home if there's not good facilities and sanitation. And then on the far side, we have other situations where people are having to go via primary healthcare into the acute system, ultimately is because they can't cope at home or it is just too risky to stay where they are.
Okay, but you give me that phone number again for people who may not have heard it as you gave it to us there.
0818 222 024.
222 024. All right. Sean Moynihan of Alone, thank you very much indeed for coming into us.